You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Mooks, alongside me, as always, the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. No NBA last night, B. You guess good rest?
I did, Mo. I did. And it's good, you know, but there are a lot of games on tap for this evening.
I'm glad you did, because I did not. I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Ladies and gentlemen, we try. We try. We try. But you know what?
Man, after a lifetime of staying up all night watching NBA, I just don't think my brain can go to sleep early, ever. Yeah. So now I've got to find something to do when NBA's not on. So.
We try, ladies and gentlemen, but what can we say?
Well, here's something for you. Reportedly, the Nuggets and the Nets have held exploratory talks around a potential trade featuring Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson. Denver would also be trying to acquire another wing on Brooklyn's roster in the same deal, either Dorian Finney-Smith or Bojan Bogdanovic. So essentially, this deal, if it was to happen, would be the Nuggets trading for a little bit more depth, and they would be confident that Cam Johnson can produce similar shooting and better defense than Michael Porter Jr., whilst also giving them a Dorian Finney-Smith, who's a great defender, or a Bojan Bogdanovic, who is a much better scorer, off their bench. So it would shore up the bench a little bit for the Denver Nuggets. But what would be your initial thoughts on a deal like that for Denver?
How tall is Cam again?
He's like 6'9". I don't know, because no. I don't really trust I don't really believe the listed heights. You know, he's listed at 6'8".
Okay. I don't know what to say. You know, this is a most specialty. I have no idea that these type of things. I don't.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you this. Who do you think is a better player, Michael Porter Jr. or Cam Johnson? Who would you rather have on your team?
Well, you know, Michael Porter Jr., I saw him play in high school as a young player. Without question, I'm not big on the rankings or, you know, all of those things. You know, when you hear, oh, this guy's the number one, every year, you know, someone emerges at, I don't know how these guys come up with the number one player, but I saw Michael Porter Jr. as a young kid.
He played with Trae Young in high school, right?
I saw him prior to his, you know, the surgery, you know?
Yeah. Before he had his back injury.
Yeah. He was, you know, that kid is every bit, let's say 6'11", 6'10", 6'11", 7 feet. He was gifted. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, you'll see every now and then you'll see someone gifted, you know, you'll say, oh, he just naturally, he could score. He could really score, Mo. I mean, he could score down.
Yeah.
I mean, he was he's athletic, but he was really athletic, okay? That's the Michael Porter Jr. that I saw. So that once I see it one time, I know what you're capable of doing. I hold you to that standard. I don't come in and say, could be, ought to be, has all the tools. Once I see you do it, now, for him to have had the surgery that he had prior to him entering into the NBA, knowing very well that he was easily a top three pick, okay? Very well could have been a number one pick. He was that level of talent. I mean, mm-hmm. Mo, he was a gifted scorer, okay? And this was prior to this surgery. I think it was back, I believe.
Yeah.
There was no question. I just can't forget what I saw. If I remember correctly, he was at the University of Missouri or something, or was supposed to play there or something.
Yeah,
I think it was the University of Missouri.
he went to Missouri.
Okay. I remember that. And as you know, Mo, I have this thing that I always ask the players who's the best. It doesn't matter really what I think. And it was unanimous that he was. So in saying that, Michael Porter Jr. is a really, really good player. Now, I don't know what the situation is. For whatever reason, you and I discussed it prior to the season. Some of the moves they've made and some of the really good players they've lost just walked out for free agency, for instance, with Caldwell Pope. So that makes sense that they need depth. However, the Denver Nuggets seems like they need to just add to what they currently have. They don't seem like they have a chemistry problem to me. Okay, that would be literally what their third, no, yeah, they'll be their third starter that they lost. Right? Well, I
KCP and
know
Bruce Brown.
Bruce
Well, I guess
Brown
Bruce Brown don't play, but
and Jeff Green,
he bench player,
and
but
yeah, that's a that that'll be those are important players when you talk about their championship run. So that to me, Mo, is just we'll probably look back on that and say at least this team should have had a year or two to figure that out with that group. With the exception of Jeff Green, I mean, everyone was still playing and playing at a very high level. And Jeff Green is and continuing to play. And what he's in year what?
100.
18,
He's
19
in
or
year
something?
100. Well, he was drafted in
Yeah.
what, 07? KD's
Yes.
draft. I think it was like the fifth pick, came to the
Yeah.
Celtics.
So there you go.
Traded
I
for
mean,
him.
I think, Michael Porter Jr. is a really, really good player. And I think that's the right fit for him. Like sometimes you find the
Absolutely.
right fit.
Michael Porter Jr. is making 35, 36 million this year, 38 million the year after, and 40 million the year after that. Cam Johnson, on the other hand, is 22 million this year, 20 million next year, and 22 million the year after. So you do save somewhat on salary. And then if you were to get a Dorian Finney-Smith, or a Bojan Bogdanovic, like I said before, it adds depth to your team. And that's what you talk about all the time, the Denver Nuggets lacking. For Brooklyn, however, I don't know why they would want Michael Porter Jr., unless they see him as a core piece they're going to build around. I'm under the assumption that they're just going to try and, if they are going to trade a bunch of these guys off their roster, they're going to be firing up the tank and they're not going to be trying to compete. So if they do trade for Michael Porter Jr., I guess it would have to be soon so that they can still trade him again before the deadline, unless they plan to flip him in the summer. With Cam Johnson, it's interesting because I think a team that could very well go out and get Cam Johnson would be the OKC Thunder. Because they have all the assets necessary to go and acquire him. And, Brooklyn would love those. They have a hell of a lot more draft picks than Denver. And, if you add Cam Johnson to this OKC team, they get even better, which is a scary prospect for the rest of the league. So it's interesting because the Nuggets have been in rumors all week. There's a lot of talk about Michael Porter for Zach LaVine trade, which I think would be a terrible move for Denver, with all due respect to Zach LaVine. I don't know why they would do that. But it's interesting. I do think that acquiring a Dorian Finney-Smith, for example, would be great for the Nuggets because it gives you a very high level wing defender, especially in the Western Conference playoff run. You would then have someone there who you can add versatility to your lineups with if you want to be more defensive, more offensive, however you want to play it. I would like the idea of that. But if you were the general manager of the Denver Nuggets, and this trade was on the table, would you pull the trigger or would you hold off on it? No. No. You would be keeping Michael Porter Jr. Is there anyone around the league you think would be a good fit on the Denver Nuggets?
You see, I'm very particular about trading, especially during the regular season. I don't like adding to my core group, thinking I'm going to make a playoff run. I do not subscribe to that mentality.
I mean, sometimes it works.
I stand on my principle.
I
Do
mean,
I think it's
the Bucks traded for PJ Tucker during the season on their run to the championship. The Raptors traded for Marc Gasol on their run to the championship.
I don't like subscribing to my core group. One of my top three or four players.
Okay.
Do well, am I comfortable adding to the perimeter of that team? Yes. Right? For instance, one of the best moves I've seen in season was the Rasheed Wallace trade, for instance. Okay. But you could argue by the build and makeup of that team, they didn't touch their core. They didn't touch Chauncey, Ben, Rip. And then they brought to, and it was a need there. There was a need, and they, but the, you don't touch your core. Okay. That's me. When I always subscribe to the principles of roster construction. Now, today it's different. Did they do this? And every year, if we go back, you'll say, well, what did they think? Did they think you can just build these guys? And do you think, you know, these are videos and people moving? And yeah, I'm just going to pick up my family, move cross country. Boom, bam. Sounds good. Kids in school, whatever. I don't subscribe to that because I don't forget that these are human beings behind those uniforms. I don't like trading for my core if I'm on a championship run during the course of the season. That's me. I've seen it work less, far less than I've seen it work. Okay. When you're talking about a championship run, Jokic alone will keep you in the championship hunt. Now it's important to build the chemistry, the, you just want the reps with that type of player because he alone can carry you. He can carry you in a series, every series, okay? And there aren't a lot of teams that can say that. He can literally win every round. He's at least good for two games by himself. That's how good he is. I hold him in the highest regard, regardless of who, if he doesn't win the MVP this year, when you come to every series, you can argue and say this very with confidence. Well, we know we have the best player in the series.
Yeah.
Okay. They may not have the best team, but you could say in every series starting today, if they were to start, you could say he is the best player in that series. And he might not even win the MVP. That's how I hold him. I'm not asking questions about him. I'm just looking at what's around him. But I do subscribe to this. I do like if they were to address their depth with this group. If you could acquire a player somehow and don't touch Michael Porter, now I would be excited with that. If you told me you're going to add Cam to that group or Finney Smith, you said.
Yeah.
If you tell me you could add to that group as is, now I'm excited with that. Because Jokic is, I mean, look what he's doing right now. How many people can just lose starters, don't replace them, and still are in the playoff hunt, championship hunt? I mean, that's how good he is. So I just think this is a...
Yeah, and he took this team to the playoffs the year Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. are both out injured.
How about that? I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's how good he is. I mean, he's...
Yeah, and the Nuggets currently fifth in the West, 14-10.
I mean, and the West is really good, and they're fifth. I mean... And you're losing starters. You're losing key players. You're losing everything, and he's still like fifth. He's, you know, very 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 lucky. You're very lucky to have a player like that. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of figuring it out.
Yeah, Sam Amick said that the Nuggets have expressed interest or had preliminary talks for Zach LaVine, Jordan Poole, Jordan Clarkson, DeAndre Hunter, Cam Johnson, and Jonas Valanciunas. League sources say the focus on LaVine in recent discussions is significant. But obviously, with Lavine's salary, you would have to trade Michael Porter Jr. And I do not understand why they would do that. Because it's not like Zach LaVine is offering you more defense. It's not like he's offering you more height. It's not like he's shooting wise. Arguably, they're about the same. If you're talking about kind of catch and shoot, maybe he's a better creator with the ball in his hands, I guess, a little bit. But I don't understand the sense in Denver trading for Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I don't know where those where that comes from. Again, I'm listening to you, but okay, all right. That doesn't move the needle.
This is what I'm
It
saying. This is what I'm saying. They're in a tough spot when, especially with the new CBA, it makes it very difficult for these teams to improve. But should we have a little whip around the association and look at tonight's matchups?
Sure.
The Hornets travel to Washington to face the 3-21 Wizards. Can't wait.
The NBA is back.
Hooray.
And yes, the NBA is back. Who do you have in that game?
I have the Hornets, mainly because the Wizards stink. What about you?
Because I'm in such a cheerful mood, I'm going with the Wizards. I'm spreading the joy in the nation's capital.
The Thunder and the Magic. I've got the Thunder on the road for that one. Just I know they'll be tired from Vegas and whatnot, but they'll want to come out and make a statement after losing that cup final.
I'm going to say the Magic for all
Even
of the
without
reasons
Paolo and
that,
friends.
well, for all the reasons I'm convinced that the Magic are much better than what we're giving them credit for.
No, I think the Magic are great.
Yeah, and I will be tuning into this game because there will be an elite matchup, Shai versus Suggs.
Yeah.
Okay, one is an elite, and I mean elite, offensive player, and Suggs arguably is making an argument
Top
for the
five perimeter
best.
defender in the NBA right now. I
No,
think we can
he's
say that with
coming.
confidence.
We can say that with confidence. However, you can tell now that he is coming for the best player. He's playing with that level of energy as if he wants to be
The way
the
he was
defensive
guarding
player of the
Jalen
year.
Brunson the other day was
Y
insane.
yeah, yes. Now, when I saw that, I don't know if I don't know. Did I send you that clip?
No.
Okay, I didn't send you that clip. Okay, I should send you that clip.
I've seen it.
That was elite. Okay,
And the thing with Suggs, though, is
that's playing with the purpose.
it's not just one clip, it's the whole game. That's
Yeah,
what I
that's what I'm
like
saying.
about
He's
it.
playing. So tonight, I
You'll be
just want to say
tuning
if you're
into that.
guard, yeah, I'll be tuning in.
You'll be
Yes.
tuning into that, but at the same time, your Pistons will be hosting the Utah Jazz. The 5-20 Jazz are in Detroit for a must-see game.
Yeah, you see what I'm wearing, Mo. You see what I'm wearing.
I see
You
you. I see you. I see you. You see
Mo.
what I'm wearing, though. You
Yeah,
see
I
what
see
I'm
you.
wearing, though.
You know, it's funny. It was funny. My son, our youngest son, says yesterday before I take him to school, he goes, "Hey, Dad, how come you're always wearing something from Detroit? The Lions, Pistons, Tigers." But that's American baseball. I said, "Hey, I'm from Detroit." He goes, "I know, but you wear something every day." I go, "I'm from Detroit." And then I said, "Well, what do we say from Detroit?" He goes, "You always say, what up, doe?" Man, Mo,
You were about to
you
have him
know
in that
what?
posh school saying that to the teachers.
Hey, Mo. You know what? No, Mo, I was, you know, I love all my kids. I love, my family. But to hear my 9-year-old now just say that, Mo, in the morning, it brought a little twinkle to my eye that he knows that at 9. Hey, Mo, he knows the proper greeting.
Yeah, I respect it. I
No,
respect
I respect it too, Mo. I was like, you know what? You know, it's like one of those, you know, you haven't had that yet. That's my boy. You know, that's my guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll have that, but
No, it was great.
that must be nice. The Bulls. The
That's funny.
Bulls are in Boston to take on my Celtics.
Yeah, you're Celtics.
I'm picking my Celtics. I'm picking my Celtics. You picking the Bulls?
You know what? No comment. We'll see.
The Nets are in Toronto to face the Raptors. I'm picking the Raptors.
What a surprise. But I agree.
Now, without Dennis Schroder, they say they're going to run Ben Simmons at point guard and they want to play with a faster pace. And I can't wait to see that.
I'm picking the Raptors.
The Hawks face the Spurs. That would be a good one. In San Antonio. I'm just looking at the injury report. Trae Young is a game time decision. That's a tough one to pick. I'm going to pick the Spurs because they're at home. I think there's not too much of a difference between the level of these two teams right now.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Hawks. Something's going on in San Antonio. I'm not sure what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. I expected them to be better than, 500 at this stage of the
They're
season. I
14 and
really.
13. They're one game above.
No, don't the Spurs. What are the
Oh, the
Spurs?
Spurs. The Spurs are 500.
Yeah, I expected them to be right. I don't know what's going on. I'm picking the Hawks.
Okay. The next one's interesting. The Warriors and Dennis Schroder's game time decision. He is in Golden State with the team. They're facing the Grizzlies in Memphis. See, these are the kind of games you can't pick till because like it says Ja Morant is a game time decision. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna roll with it and pick the Grizzlies anyway.
Yeah, the Warriors got off to a hot start, but I think they've kind of settled in. I'm going to pick
They
the Grizzlies
started
as
12
well.
and 3. Over the last 10, they're 2-8, whereas the Grizzlies are 8-2 over the last 10.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Grizzlies.
Yeah. The 5-22 Pelicans are in Houston to face the three-seeded Rockets. I'm picking the Rockets.
Agreed.
Yeah. Now, here's another nice one. The Clippers and the Mavericks, they always have entertaining matchups when they play. James Harden, Luka Doncic going head-to-head. In Dallas, I'm going to pick, whilst I quickly look at the injury report, Luka Doncic is out and Kyrie's a game-time decision, so I'm going to pick the Clippers.
What's going on with Luka?
He's missed a bunch of games recently.
Yes, that's why I'm asking. What's going on? And then all these guys just had like 4 days off. Like, what's going on here?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it. He will have to, if he misses tonight's game, he's gonna have to play every single game after to get to 75 games. He has to only hit 65 for the postseason awards. I'm trying to find the injury. But I can't find it right now. But yeah, don't know. I'm picking the Clippers anyway.
It's a good call. I agree with you, but I'm just going to go with the home team regardless whether he plays or not. I'm going to go with the home team, so I'm going to go with Dallas.
Yeah, I do think what James Harden's doing right now, carrying this team without Kawhi Leonard, is actually fantastic. Especially at like he's 35. Do you know what I mean? And he's still doing all of this. Shout out to James Harden. I feel like he doesn't get any love in the media anymore. So shout out to him. The Pacers travel to Phoenix to take on the Suns. I'm picking the Suns for this one. How about
KD
yourself?
available? Is KD
Yeah,
available?
Well, he's
Okay.
not on the injury report, so I'm assuming he would be available.
Okay. Suns.
Okay. Are you ready for the matchup of the night, in my opinion?
Oh
That
gosh.
is a good
I'm
one.
picking
Is it? Is it?
I'm picking the home team, by the way. But go ahead.
The New York Knicks are in Minnesota to face the Timberwolves. Karl-Anthony Towns coming back home, or not home, but you know what I mean, to the place that he called home. The injury report for this one is actually not really got anyone on it. Just Joe Ingles for the Timberwolves, and then obviously Mitchell Robinson is the only notable player for the New York Knicks. You're picking the Timberwolves because they're at home.
Yes. I'm expecting the Timberwolves at some point, to do like an
An
they're,
8
I'm
and
expecting them to go
two.
8-2, 9-1.
Well, their defense is really starting to pick up as of late.
Yeah.
They're starting to look more like the defense we saw last season. And offensively, things will fall into place. We'll see, though. I'll pick the Timberwolves because they're at home. The Lakers and the Kings, though, that's a good one as well. In Sacramento. I'm going to go with, for that, I'm going to go with the Kings.
Agreed. I'm going to go with the speed of the Kings versus this
Okay.
Laker
And
group.
Anthony Davis always struggles against Sabonis. Anthony Davis is listed as a game time decision. I don't know whether he just doesn't want to play Sabonis or Sabonis going to take his lunch money again. But I'm picking the Kings for that one. And then the 14 and 10 Nuggets travel to Portland to take on the Trailblazers, which should be an easy win for Denver.
I don't know about easy for anything with the Denver Nuggets, but I'm going to pick the Nuggets. The Trailblazers, they've picked up, some surprising wins during the course of the year just because they have talent. They have young talent, young players. They're not a consistent team, but they have talent there. Athletic, but I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets.
I'm intrigued to see how Donovan Klingon gets on matching up with Nikola Jokic. Because that's really throwing the rookie into the fire, matching him up against the best center
Yeah,
in the
I know,
NBA.
I know, I know. I'm not looking forward to that matchup
Oh
for him.
no. But it's a good learning curve. It's a good experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when someone is you're playing against perhaps the best player in the world, I
Yep.
don't know how that's a good experience.
Shows you the
But
levels. Shows you the levels.
he's. I'm a big fan. I love the big guys. So, but I think Jokic is just he's just too good.
Yeah.
He's just too good right now.
Yeah. Well, that's that. The NBA is back tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow to break it all down for you. So subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. BJ, we have hit the 25 game mark, I think, now for every team in the NBA. So tomorrow's episode shall be pretty interesting.
Yeah, we should have a really exciting show. Every day we have an exciting show. But
Yeah.
tomorrow,
Yeah. We've been
we
waiting for
actually
this
have some
one.
games. Yeah, we have some games. We don't have to worry about trade rumors. And we got, you know what? I was really happy about as we are coming to an end here today,
Yep.
is we didn't mention Jimmy Butler
No,
in the
we didn't.
show.
No, we didn't.
So I was really happy for you. I was
Do
really
you
proud of you.
yeah, do you know what's crazy? Do you know tomorrow is episode number 600 of this show?
Wow.
That's
Wow.
pretty crazy.
Wow. Well, Mo, 600. Here's the 600.
If we take an average of, let's say, 35 minutes per episode, because some of them are 30 minutes, some of them are 45, some of them are even an hour. So if we are very conservative and give an average of 35 minutes an episode, that means there's currently 21,000 minutes of you and I talking absolute pure basketball out there on the internet. I think that's pretty cool.
Mo, it's about you. I mean, you just do incredible
Listen,
things
it's
every
not
day.
about
And
me, it's just a
I'm so
team.
happy you allow me to just tag along. I mean,
No, no,
it's your
no.
show.
It's a
It's your
team.
world.
It's a team effort.
But I know my role on this team. I know my role. It's
Complain about the 3-pointers.
it's really funny. It's interesting to watch. It's just interesting to watch. It's interesting. And by the way, as you know this, Mo, I think I shared this with our listeners. My coaching career is about to start
Oh,
with,
really?
yeah, with our
Oh, your son's team on Saturdays
yes,
with the
yeah,
snacks and the
yes,
fun
yeah,
and not caring about
yes,
winning.
yeah,
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 I
yeah,
remember you
yeah, yeah,
saying.
yeah, yeah, yeah. You know. I think you put that in, not caring. I think you put
No,
that
it's
in.
not,
That's your
not, no, no, no. I
that.
didn't say not caring. I said not caring about winning because you just want to have
Well,
fun.
I want to be very clear. The first thing you want to have fun doing whatever you're doing. Have fun. While you're having fun, just give me your best effort. Not even me. Give your teammates the respect of your best effort. Okay. And when it comes to winning, we've won if we just give our best effort. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I can assure you this. I will not be the coach or the adult in the room trying to figure out how to draw up a play and coaching the team. Did everyone have fun? Yes. Did you have a good experience with the game? Yes. Will you learn, hey, such and such makes a pass or whatever the case may be? What more can you ask? That's winning. Now, we won the game by 1 point because I happen to have a player or vice versa. No, come on. This is youth sports. It's like they're teaching and developing in the professional ranks. What does that say about where we're at in for 8, 9 year olds? I mean, Mo, we're teaching and developing at the professional ranks, but we're trying to win.
I don't know what everyone else is doing. I'm trying to win everything I do and everywhere I go. I don't know what everyone else is doing. That's cool.
I mean, just think about what you're saying and let's put it in its context. I hear you, though. I hear you.
BJ, I had a lot of people message me after the Thanksgiving episode we did.
And what did they say?
You know when we did the Thanksgiving episode and then you clearly didn't want to go and help your wife in the kitchen, so you decided to keep talking after we finished talking about basketball, and we were talking a little music, we were talking a little other things and so on and so forth. And a lot of people said to me that they really enjoyed that episode. You know, just talking about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be thinking, maybe an episode a week just for a select few. It would have to be, it couldn't be for public consumption. It have to be for subscribers who make a little contribution to support the show. Just a little show about life. I was just thinking about that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll float that out there. If you guys want to hear that, you just let us know.
The after show?
Yeah. Yeah. The Hoop Genius Uncensored.
Yeah. Well, I won't be saying much there. But but I will be an ear. I will lend my ear for you to say whatever you need to say.
I don't need to say anything.
For me, I do not. I am not an advocate of. Well, I can say whatever I want to say. I'm not an advocate.
You'd just
of that.
Be talking a little non-basketball things, a little music, a little football, a little this, a little that. You know what I'm saying? Just a little, come and hang out with us as we talk about everything else in the world. You know what I mean?
My world revolves around, first, my family.
Mm-hmm.
Second, my work. I mean, I'm just that simple. Same. There isn't, I'm not a very interesting person.
Same.
So, I mean,
same.
Whatever. I don't have a lot of extra time to do anything else.
I think
else.
Things are funny, right? So people listening to this from the UK, you would know who Pete and Baz are, right? The two old guys that rap.
Oh,
if they could see your reaction to when you heard them, like, I just think stuff like that is pretty funny.
Those guys.
Pete and Baz. They just dropped a Christmas song.
I need you to get them on the show. Now those guys would make for a great show.
This is what I'm saying. They probably know nothing about basketball. So if we had a different show where it wasn't just basketball, then we could do these things. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Now that would make for a great show. Those guys, I don't know who those guys are. I think I sent that to you, or you sent that.
You sent it to me like three times, because every time you see it, you send it to me.
Who are those guys?
Pete and Buzz. They've been doing this. They've been doing this for a hot minute as well. But
shout out
to them.
You know what I really like about them is whoever is picking those beats, I'm going to assume it's them, right? Because I don't know anything about them. But their beats are just like, yo. And you know what? They stay in the pocket. They stay in the pocket.
Hey, man.
They stay in the pocket.
They can really rap.
I give him, it's just so unexpected, but
yeah, it's good. All right, well, that's another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 25 games into the season, special episode, and then next week is Christmas Eve and whatnot, so I think we'll just have the episode on the Monday. We'll have a Christmas special episode on Monday.
Okay.
And then after that, you will not be hearing from us until Friday. How about that?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So we'll catch you guys next time. Until then, get buckets.